Motorcycle Man.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Motorcycle Men Podcast. I am Ted, your host, here in the V-Twin Cafe in sunny downtown New Jersey, North Carolina thing. So you're listening to the Motorcycle Men Podcast, and this is where, of course, we're in the V-Twin Cafe, where the coffee is questionable, and the hosts are excitable, and the stories are always worth the ride, I suppose. Today, we've got a great special guest, this Christian Dutcher. The man behind Americade, Dirt Days, and Rolling Through America. Now, if you've never, ever been to Lake George in June, you already know Americade isn't just a rally. It's a full-blown celebration of motorcycling, community, and some of the best riding anywhere, especially the Northeast. We're going to dig into what's new for this year's rally, what riders can expect, and how these events keep evolving while staying true to the spirit that's made them legendary. And, of course, we'll talk about Rolling Through America and the incredible tours they're putting together for riders who want curated adventure without the guesswork. So, grab your helmet, grab your coffee or your drink, and let's get rolling. But first, before we get into the show and into the interview, let's talk about our sponsors, Scorpion Helmets. They are offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to ScorpionUSA.com. And Wild Ass Seats. You can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, get on over to wild-ass.com and get your cushion today. And Viking Bags, a world leader in motorcycle luggage and one of the fastest growing motorcycle companies in motorcycle parts. Luggage for whatever you ride, wherever you go, and whatever you need. Viking Bags. And of course, as always, Tobacco Motorwear. For the best in casual riding gear for men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that is Tobacco Motorwear. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com, and our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Your safety is worth it. So, get on over to Tobacco Motorwear and get in Dave's pants. All right, and we're back, and I've got Christian Dutcher of Americade, Dirt Days, and Rolling Through America here with me, all the way from Vermont, you said.
Yep, the almost snowy hills of northern Vermont.
How you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great.
Oh my God, it's been years since we've talked. Years.
Yeah, it's our one every 10-year conversation.
Yeah, I had you on in 2015 and 2016. And funny thing is, I haven't. I went to Americade in 2015 and 2016. I haven't been back since. And it's just because of time. I could go through the whole story of what's going on, but it's been very, very busy for me. But anyway, probably my favorite rally.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I've been to Sturgis twice. Of course, I've been to Myrtle Beach Bike Week a few times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely, I think it's my favorite, only because I really love the riding up there, and I think it's just a wonderful event. So for those out there who don't know who you are and what you do, why don't you tell us who you are, what you do, and maybe your motorcycle self?
Sure. Well, my name is Christian Dutcher. I run Americade, which is a big touring, cruising, and also adventure rally, heavy on the touring and cruising. In Lake George, New York in the spring. I also run Dirt Days Adventure Bike Rally, which is probably the second largest adventure bike rally in the country, in New Hampshire in August. And we also run multi-day, very high-end motorcycle tours in September called Rolling Through America, where every year the destination is a different one, somewhere in the mid-Atlantic or northeast U.S. So lots of and some other motorcycle things. And I've been riding my whole life. I grew up in a household with my dad that was a professional racer, and my earliest memories are being scared poopless on the gas tank, holding onto the handlebar while he would do wheelies through the backyard.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah.
So, Americade. Now, Americade has been around for decades. What's new for this year's rally, and what changes or additions are you most excited about for the attendees?
Well, the biggest change, which is also the thing that I'm most excited about for the attendees, is we are doing something that I did once years ago and then wasn't allowed to do again. And now they're finally permitting us to do it again, which is we're closing down a big section of what is effectively Main Street, Canada Street in Lake George. And we're holding a big block party. So we'll have a big mobile stage at one end and stunt shows going on right on the street. We'll have a police cone course competition.
Really?
A custom motorcycle show. There's some interesting motorcycle art. Lots of things going on. And it's all free. That's just a big, free, fun motorcycle-themed installation with lots of different entertainment.
Yeah, because both the times that I was there, you guys didn't do that. You had just that one little strip along the front of the lake that you had blocked off for all the bikes and everything. But, that's really cool. Now, Americade is known for its massive vendor expo. And the demo rides, of course. What can riders expect this year in terms of maybe new manufacturers, gear companies, and maybe unique demos?
So let me start with the demos. The demos, we always unusually attract the most manufacturer demos of any event in the country. Unusually because we're not the biggest event. We're big, but we're certainly not the biggest. But we always attract the most manufacturers. Yeah. And while we don't have the final lineup this year, they're coming in slowly this year for everybody. Last year we had... I'm just going to go off the top of my head. We had Honda, Triumph, BMW, Yamaha, CF Moto, Indian, Ruwako trikes, Can-Am trikes, Moto Guzzi, Piaggio, Vespa, Aprilia. It's a long list. It's easy to forget some of them in there. Oh, Harley Davidson, obviously. Harley's got a huge footprint at the event.
Wow.
So, lots of factory demos. And our expo is the... it continues to, provide results to the vendors. So we have lots of vendors that come in and you can touch, feel, have installed, our tagline for the expo is the internet can't do this. So there's lots of stuff that you can touch and have installed right there.
I think the, if not the largest, certainly the second largest expo I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Naturally up at Sturgis, they have massive expos up there. But I got to tell you, I thought it was always one of the best expos because you guys it's all right there. It's like a big shopping mall for motorcycles.
Yes.
I thought it was fantastic. And as far as it goes for the bike demos, man, oh, man, no other place has as many bike demos as you guys do.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a fact.
Wow. With regard to the guided and unguided tours, which I have experience with, I thought they were fantastic. My favorite, and we'll talk about that in a second, but what fresh routes have you gotten this year? Maybe some scenic loops, or themed rides that you've added this year. What makes them stand out?
Well, what makes them stand out is that we... carefully designed them. So we sit there, we know the region obviously very, very well. Yeah. We are motorcyclists, so we know what makes for a good route, and we just carve out something that's special that people wouldn't be able to find on their own. So one of our new routes this year is the Amish route. So the Amish I guess for the past number of 20 years or so, they've been slowly getting displaced from Lancaster County, PA, and they're landing in other places in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And our region happens to be one of them. So it's a nice theme to a ride because the Amish are in farm country. So farm country rides are beautiful. Washington County, New York is a gorgeous place to ride.
Yeah.
And this ride thematically throughout the day involves seeing the Amish. And we have a stop at an Amish store. And we also have lunch at a farm that is typically not a lunch venue, but they sell high-end goods. Mm-hmm. So they will, and we've done this in the past, where they set up fine dining tables in a barn. and we eat in a barn, and they make great food, and it's a great experience. People love it.
Wow. That's real. Of all those rides, do you have a favorite guided ride?
I think the favorite guided ride has to be the Covered Bridge Tour. So we have a
covered bingo.
Bridge.
That's
it. Yeah, that's ride, rides we, I did. Every ride that we run generally lasts for about 3 years, and then we mothball it for a while and then bring it back or create a new one. But the Covered Bridge Tour is everlasting. It's been running straight now.
I tell you what, that I went up there with my brothers in 2015 and 2016, and that was our favorite ride.
It was a great ride.
It's a nice long ride too.
It's a nice long ride, and there are surprising high density of covered bridges in our area, and they all have a different flavor to them. It's hard not to be a fan of a covered bridge. These old wooden structures that last today.
Yeah, lunch was good too.
Yep, I remember. We got a new lunch area this year. If you come back, man.
Yeah, I would love to. Now you guys have a reputation of like being one of the most organized rallies in the country. What kind of behind the scenes improvements and logistical upgrades have you made to keep things running smoothly over the years?
Well, I tell you, that is at the center of what makes a good event. It is that, naturally, just being dialed in. And if anybody has ever held a party for 20 of their friends, they know what it's like, and it's stressful. Well, imagine having thousands of people come in with many, 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 many different things going on.
Yeah.
So it makes for a very stressful 10 months preceding the event. So for right now, I have a crew of people that I work with, and we meet multiple times per week. We are constantly reviewing and building the schedule and dialing in the details. So what does it require? It requires lots of attention to detail and assembling this skeleton where you then add muscle and then you add skin and so forth. You just build this animal so that it's a fully realized thing by the time the event happens. And it's like running a show. That's showtime. The curtain goes up when people start to arrive, and we need to make sure that it's a good show.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, it is organized. I'll tell you that. Speaking of the entertainment, you guys have been doing the big stage shows, entertainment stuff from the very beginning, haven't you?
Well, it's on and off. So we always provide entertainment. There's always a lot of musical live music involved in the event, whether it's on the boats or during our big Friday night closing celebration. But this year, we've dialed it up a notch. So we'll have this big mobile stage that I referenced earlier right across the top of Canada Street. It's going to be this dominating fixture in town. It's going to be pretty cool. And we for a few years, we put on bigger bands. But I think we realized that's not really the essence of the event. The people come to Americade because everything about it is enjoyable. The rides are well curated. The meals are well thought out. The expo is very good. And when we started introducing the big bands, it kind of changed the flavor of the event a little bit. And we just thought, that's not quite the direction that we want to go in. So we stopped doing that, but we still nonetheless have this block party, which still works. It's not as grand as what we were trying to before, and I think it works better for everybody.
Now you still got the comedy show and boat cruises going on, and what other sort of signature events should attendees look forward to?
Well, I gotta say the comedy show is not to be missed. So Alonzo Bowden is an avid motorcyclist. He's the real deal. He has a garage full of bikes, and he sometimes rides from his West Coast home to Americade, and he's a Las Vegas comedian. He's got a residency in Las Vegas, so he's quite successful, and he's funny as hell. He's very, very good. And that show regularly sells out, so I would say if somebody's coming to Americade and you like to laugh and you are a motorcyclist, it's one of those things you should absolutely not miss. I mean, comedians are fun, but to have a guy who really understands motorcycling and pokes fun at motorcyclists all night long is wonderful.
Of course.
And then, I'm sorry, Ted, I got
news. You got the boat cruises going on, and what else you got going on?
Well, let me just say one thing about the boat cruises. Lake George is regularly voted either one of or the prettiest lake in the U.S. It's a beautiful, beautiful lake, and really the only way to get a good close look at it is when you're on one of the cruise ships.
Yeah.
Head out on a cruise ship and see that. We also have, oddly, we haven't done a charity poker run in a while.
Oh.
And charity poker run is a thing that allows you to do something that's, nice. It's a charitable action. But it also forces us to create a short route. And our mini tours typically are all-day affairs. You come back at 3:30, something like that. And in designing a poker run, we said the sweet spot is about 2, maybe 2.5 hours of seat time.
Okay. Max, all right.
Which is a much shorter run for us. And so we've created this route that, even though all of the roads are familiar to me, I've never put it together as a singular route because I don't put together 2-hour routes. However, right. we have this here, and I think people are going to really enjoy it. So it's free. They go off on this ride where they have 5 destinations along the stop, and all then they get dealt the cards at the end, and they'll win some sweet prizes. I think the grand prize, I think, is a Cardo pack, the 2-pack. I forget the model, but it's, you know, $400 or $500 system. So that's a nice thing that people will be able to pick up. So that's, I'm looking forward to people doing that and enjoying that and growing that, because I'd like to see that come back in force. We could be huge, and then we stopped doing it for some reason, and now we're bringing it back.
Now, you used to do when the 2 times that I was there, you had this daily giveaway to run it. You're still doing that?
Still do it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so when, awesome.
As an attendee, you can win prizes all week long.
Yeah.
And the week long prizes, they're good prizes, but they're not the biggies. But nonetheless, you can win prizes every day. And then on the opening celebration, which is Tuesday, and the closing celebration, which is Friday, and especially Friday, we give away lots of prizes.
Yeah.
So historically, we've given away a motorcycle and, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 worth of other stuff.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
As far as it goes to America now, you attract riders from all different walks of life, all different types of riders and all skill levels. What kind of programs or classes or experience are you offering this year to help riders improve their skills or something new?
So we have a group called Ride Like a Pro.
Okay.
They're a training program that has locations throughout the country. And they provide lessons in town. We actually worked with the town of Lake George and secured one of their parking lots, and Ride Like a Pro team provides rider training on site there.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, excellent. Let's talk about Lake George a little bit. Now, Lake George is a part of Maricade's identity, obviously. How does the rally continue to integrate with the town, the lake, and the surrounding Adirondack communities and overall?
That's a great question. People often think that maybe there's friction between a big motorcycle event and the community, but Lake George, the community is very collaborative. They're very supportive of the event.
Good.
And they regularly say that we are among their best, we being motorcyclists, are among the very best guests that they have throughout the year.
Oh,
so
there you go. Great.
We are polite. We tip well. Mm-hmm. We leave the hotel rooms in good condition. They love Americade. So they're very accommodating. And as communities go, they're really dialed into how to host a big event. So I can't say enough good things about them.
Wow. Now, do you have any idea what Americade attendance has been since I was there last? We're not going to count 2020. We know that was not a good year. So, but how has the attendance been over the years?
It's been good. You know, weather obviously plays a huge role.
Yes, so, we know.
Yes. Although I will say that as events go, motorcyclists are far more immune to the elements than some other fair weather group, because we get on a bike and if you're riding 700 miles, you're prepared to ride through.
Yeah, this is true.
But nonetheless, the attendance has been solid. And the last year we got hit with a bunch of rain, so that hurt us. COVID was, you know, we didn't hold an event during that year. That was difficult. And then in 2021, we held the event in September because we're still suffering from the effects of COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
And that was only so-so. But generally, the event is, you know, beloved and well-attended. And I got to say, I regularly am taken aback by what we hear from attendees about the event. So we will get about 1 or 2 letters a year where somebody says something that's really profound. So like, for example, this past summer, somebody sent us a letter that talked about how she's not a motorcyclist. She always rode as a passenger. Her husband passed away, and she came up one last time to spread his ashes at Americade.
Oh, wow.
You know, you got to be doing something right.
That's something. Oh, man. Yeah. With regard to Lake George itself and the outlying communities, how has, you're saying the attendance has been okay. When you guys moved it to September for that 1 year, did you notice a drastic reduction in people attending?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are, two things. People have a habit. you know, their habit is to go to Americade in the spring. And when you break that habit, then, you know, it's very disruptive. And then also people are really motivated to celebrate and do something like rallies. I'm generalizing here, but generally earlier in the riding season rather than later in the riding season.
Yeah.
So, you know, you used to live up here, so you know what it's like. You go through a long winter and you're just dying to get on the bike when the snow melts. So, you know, that helps Americade's, late spring, early summer timing rather than late fall.
Right. Regarding, like, say somebody's going to attend Americade for the very first time, okay? Mm-hmm. What type of lodging options are available for somebody who's coming here for the first time?
Yeah, everything under the sun. So Lake George is a huge bedroom community, huge tourist community. So they hotels, motels, campgrounds, RV parks, and all price points. And it's also a pretty consolidated area. So what do I mean by that? I mean that if you are not staying right in the heart of Lake George, there are plenty of places that are right outside of Lake George. I will give a small plug to our host property. Our host property is the Fort William Henry Hotel. It's a huge resort, and it's a great place to stay. Yeah. It's not only incredibly convenient for the event, but it's also quiet. Everybody thinks it's going to be loud there, but it's not. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
I can remember me and my brothers sitting outside the hotel on their back lawn overlooking the lake, and even though we were surrounded by thousands of motorcycles, it was remarkably quiet.
Yeah, it sits up on, it's like this little plateau.
Yeah, exactly. It was awesome. But regarding somebody who might be attending there for the first time, what are some of the must-do experiences that somebody should, that you would recommend that that they can capture the spirit of the rally?
I would always recommend to somebody that they do, whether they want to ride in a group or ride on a self-guided tour, I always recommend that somebody do at least two different tours.
Yeah.
With two full days worth of stuff. If you choose wisely, you'll see two very different landscapes because we go up into the Adirondacks, we go into farmland, we can go over to the Vermont's Green Mountains. And then definitely go on a boat cruise. I would take in, we have a number of seminars where people are giving presentations on how to be a better motorcyclist or travel, interesting travel logs. And enjoying Lake George, not as part of Americade, like park the bike, walk around town, enjoy the restaurants. It's got a great waterfront. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that are must-dos. Obviously do demo rides, obviously go through the expo. Those are all big pieces, but experiencing the Adirondacks. And one of the things that's nice about Americade is it's a turnkey solution. We can do a lot of the thinking for you. So you just arrive, you've made your decisions already, and then just follow your itinerary and sit back and enjoy yourself. So we want people to take advantage of all the events and not have to worry about the details of them.
Right. Now, with regard to signing up to attend the event, I noticed that it was, when I signed up, it was very easy and I'll even say extensive, because you have all the opportunities right there at your fingertips to pick what it is you want to do while you're there.
Yeah.
And that made check-in very easy, because when you got there, you'd given your name. Okay, so you're doing this, and you get everything right there at check-in. Yep. Is there anything else that somebody should know when they're attending about their signing up and check-in procedure that they should know to make things smoother?
Make sure you bring a form of ID when you're going to the registration to pick up your bag. That happens a fair amount. Make sure your passenger is with you. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that it's like any other trip. You know, they want to come in, settle in, grab your stuff, go to your hotel room, and then just kind of take a breath and enjoy the week.
Yeah, man, that's great. Let's switch over to and talk about Dirt Days. What's new for this year's adventure-focused rally, and how are you expanding the off-road training, the guided rides, and challenge courses? And tell us about the venue that you hold it in New Hampshire.
So Dirt Days is an adventure bike rally. It's a rally that's really geared towards 650cc on up adventure bikes that generally have some you don't have to be fully knobbied, but, you know, tires that are suitable for going off-road, plated bikes. And it's almost like a mini Americade. It takes place at a big fairgrounds on the border of Vermont in New Hampshire at the North Haverhill Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And it also has lots of demos. It has adventure-specific vendors. A lot of people camp on site, so you'll see hundreds of tents on site. You'll see a number of RVs on site. The fairgrounds offers good camping, good RV.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have a giant obstacle course that we custom build for the event. So for people who ride the adventure bikes, it's like a playground.
Ride
in and ride up and over stuff and through stuff. And it's regardless of your skill level, there are different lines through the obstacle course that you take. We have guided and unguided rides going out. So this will be Dirt Days' 10th anniversary. So we have 10 for 10. So we have 10 guided rides for our 10th anniversary, which is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we have 4 guided rides running Thursday, Friday, Saturday is a lot. Well, we have 10 running every day.
And these are off-road guided rides, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a necessary pavement, but there's, you know, and you can pick your flavor. So we offer easy all the way up to difficult rides.
Yeah.
And those rides, just like the Americade rides, will get you back in mid-afternoon.
Wow.
They're entirely volunteer powered. So we have a huge staff of volunteers who are volunteering their time and sweat and sometimes blood and making the ride happen. We have a lot of after hours silliness. So we have big bonfire, riding games, storytelling, live music. We also give away a bunch of prizes there. It's a good event. People really, really like it.
You guys don't make it up to Mount Washington, do you?
So we sometimes run an unguided ride to Mount Washington just because the occasional person does want to go over there.
Yeah.
But that's in order to be able to get there and back, you have to do a lot of pavement. It's a great ride. It's a beautiful ride to and from. I mean, it's really a beautiful ride. And it's also hit or miss. Mount Washington so regularly closes down to motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A bummer to me. I want to go up when it's windy and stormy, but I've tried to go up twice, and each time they've said no motorcycles. So I've actually never gone up.
What's the peak? What's the height of the peak of Mount Washington? Do we know that? Am I gonna have to look at the internet to find out?
Just under 6,000 feet.
Hang on a second. Let me just look. Mount Washington, right? Mount Washington is, it's 6,288 feet. It's the highest peak east of the Mississippi River.
Is that accurate? I thought the highest peak, oddly, was down near you.
You're thinking of Mount Mitchell. Mount Mitchell's the second. Mount Washington is an ultra-prominent mountain in the United States of New Hampshire. It's the highest peak in the northeastern United States at 6,288.2 feet and is the most topographically prominent mountain east of the Mississippi River.
How about that?
Okay. There you go. You know. All right. Getting back to our questions now. Let's switch over. Well, let me ask you another question about Dirt Days. When did you move it to New Hampshire?
Well, that is a question that I should have an answer for. I would say I'm going to be pretty close if I'm not right. I would say we held it for 3 years in parallel to Americade, and then for 1 year in Vermont, and then we moved it to New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I think we've been there for 6 years, if my math is correct.
How's the attendance been for that rally?
Great. Yeah. So the biggest adventure rally in the country is about 1,500 people. We're right around 1,000 people.
So okay. So you're right there.
I don't want to grow it anymore. You can oversaturate the trails.
Yeah.
Motorcyclists, and we don't want to do that. So we tend to limit what we sell prior to the event, and it sells out.
Right. Now let's switch over again. Let's talk about Rolling Through America. That has been like a standout touring company now. Now, what tours are currently being offered, and what makes each one unique, and what can riders expect in terms of pacing, lodging, terrain, and maybe the overall experience?
Okay. Well, it's people love the Rolling Through America tours. If people want to ride on excellent paved guided rides and have a really dialed in good tour, then Rolling Through America tours are definitely a great choice. Some people have said we are the best tour company out there. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're definitely in good company. So what to expect? You arrive and you'll have a dinner with a group of people. Sometimes people arrive with friends. Sometimes people arrive on their own.
Right.
And when they leave the tour 4 days later, they will absolutely have friends. And there's a very, very high likelihood that they'll return for another Rolling Through tour. It's a very good experience. We stay in cool, nice hotels. We eat at great, great, interesting places. And I'll give you an example in just a second. And the routes are extremely carefully considered. So for example, we did a tour in Maine. We do tours all over, but we did a tour in Maine a few years ago. We've done tours in Maine on and off. And we were able to put together 2 days worth of riding where we were on Route 1 an absolute minimum amount of time. Route 1 is that corridor that goes up through Maine, which is kind of a soulless highway. Sorry, Maine, but it's true. But the roads along the peninsulas, along the lighthouses, and up in the farmland on the other side of Route 1 are beautiful. So we spent a lot of time up in Maine carving out these clever rides. We had a guy who was local to Maine, and he was very delighted with the routes that we put together. He was not familiar with some of the roads that we used. Right. We ate at a place that no one was familiar with, where, this is no joke, we ate on top of a mountaintop in this incredible restaurant. It was a private club that we were able to gain access to. And we were the last, this is no joke, we were the last group to have a lunch there before some Montana-based billionaire bought the mountain as his private residence.
What?
And I can see why, because we were on the top of a mountain looking out over Camden, Maine, with this massive deck where I would encourage people to go to Rolling Through Vermont, rollingthroughamerica.com, THRU.com. And if you look at our customer testimonials, they were filmed on the top of that mountain, and you'll see in the background this incredible view. So wow. These are lunch destinations that nobody knew about. Great right. Routes, great hotels. So it's I highly recommend them.
Now I did notice that this year it seems you're focusing on the Finger Lakes in New York.
Yep. Yeah. So we've been to the Finger Lakes a few times. There are a lot of people in the Northeast who have never been to the Finger Lakes, and the Finger Lakes have a very unique, beautiful flavor about them. So
yeah,
they are rolling, they're truly rolling hills, very rural, lots of farmland. You'll see some Amish farms out there. Lots of lakes, the Finger Lakes, there are aplenty. There are 11 of them or something. We will ride through an area that, as a native New Yorker, I couldn't believe I didn't know about, which is Letchworth State Park. It looks kind of like the Grand Canyon. Ted, if you've never seen it, you should look up, you don't have to do it now, but you should look up Letchworth State Park on the internet, and you'll think to yourself, how the hell did I not know about this place?
I'm going to write that down, darn it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we eat at this old Victorian inn
right
in the canyon with a massive waterfall right out in front of the inn. It's incredible. It's amazing.
You know, and I'll tell you what, if you've never ridden in upstate New York, I have. And I can say this honestly from the heart. It's probably the best riding you will ever do. The roads are fantastic roads. And even it, not just the larger, two lane roads. It's also the roads that lack that center line.
Those are my favorite.
Thousands and thousands of miles of these single lane roads that go snake all over the place. And it's not flat. New York is not flat by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And if even if you enjoy dirt roads, there is an ample supply of dirt roads in upstate New York to keep anybody happy. Absolutely.
Yeah, we were talking about AmeriCade earlier. Let me just throw this out briefly, that we also run adventure bike rides at AmeriCade. And this year is going to be a bit of a breakout year for adventure rides at AmeriCade. So it's not Dirt Days. It's not an adventure bike rally per se. But there is this big organization called the Backcountry Discovery Routes, BDR.
Yeah.
And they are about to release a new route, the Adirondack BDRX.
So it's
And they're going to release the movie and make the release the route to the public at AmeriCade. So they're coming in, and a bunch of adventure bike riders are going to come in to witness to watch the movie live.
Okay. I'm going to have to talk to Tim James about that. Tim James is with BDR, and he's been on the show several times.
Yeah.
The BDR. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing that. For sure.
I think Tim will be there. We have a campground that we rented so that adventure riders can camp and RV together. So yeah, it's going to be a big ADV moment at AmeriCade this year.
Wow, that's awesome! Wow, that's great. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to AmeriCade happening this year. I would really, really love to make it this year if I could.
Come on up. If you come up, obviously reach out. Let me know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, time now for some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, number one. first motorcycle you ever rode?
A Bultaco T-Roan.
Okay. Wow. Yep. Number two, favorite Americade memory.
Actually, can I say one thing about that first bike?
Go ahead. Yeah.
The first bike I remember was a Bultaco Alpina, which had a very unique blue and silver and yellow color scheme. And to me, the gas tank was about 3 feet. I'm reaching above my head right now, but 3 feet above my head. That's how little I was. And it's this towering figure in my memory. So sorry.
Wow, that's a good memory to have. All right, number two, favorite Americade memory.
Oof, that's a tough one. I don't have a singular memory. I have a series of memories, and they all go something like this. This past year, after the final Friday night celebration, we've given away all the prizes. The event is largely over, so I'm sort of exhausted and stressed. And I ran into a couple who were speaking French, and they asked me a question in English. And I said, "Where are you from?" And they said, "We're from France." And I said, "Why are you here?" And we said, "We're here for Americade." And I thought, I can't believe that people are coming from, and it happens, you know, from Europe to come attend the event. So things like that delight me.
What a satisfying experience that must be, right? To have somebody from wherever say that's why they're there. That's amazing. Yep. Number three, best Adirondack road for clearing your head.
Oof. Well, you know, as far as being close to Americade, Tongue Mountain Road, go up the west side of Lake George. Tongue Mountain Road goes up and over Tongue Mountain. That's a beautiful ride.
Oh, dude.
On the far side of it, there's a nice lookout. You go a little bit further, there's a nice ice cream place. That's a great ride.
I suggest
riding around Lake George is a great
idea. I suggest if you're going to do that ride, from experience, if you're going to do it after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, go clockwise around the lake, because otherwise you're going to be driving that way and the sun will be in your eyes. Yeah, you will not see where you're going. Number four, street, dirt, or touring. Pick one.
Well, I'm going to tip my hand and say that I live in Vermont, and I've got three motorcycles in my garage, and all of them are, even though one of them has street tires, all of them are capable of riding in dirt. So I like to ride where other people don't, which is both pavement and dirt. And I'd like not to be limited about where I go. I'm a very curious rider. I'm also known as a very nosy rider. So I like an adventure bike because it'll take you anywhere.
Yeah, that's true too. That's very true. Number five, most underrated part of Americade.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I got to say, boy, that's a good one. The seminars are a wealth of information. Yeah, I guess it would be that. I guess it would be the seminars. Because everything is so well used that it's hard to find something that is underutilized. I guess it would be that. Actually, here's another one. This sounds like I'm trying to sell something, but I'm really not. We sell a package called the VIP package.
Yeah, yeah. And
naturally, it's the most expensive package, but it allows people to go into the VIP lounge. And this is fairly new to us. We've only started doing this in the past couple of years. And basically, it's a big, super fancy RV that's been expanded outward, and it's got a cooler full of stuff, and it's air conditioned, and it's got snacks. There's like a fake fire going at the end. So I would say that could also be one too. That's one of those things that not a lot of people know about unless they've done it and they love it. So that could be one as well.
Okay. Number six, go to rally food.
That question depends on how you interpret it, but I would say if you're coming to Americade and you want to experience a couple of things, I would say I'm going to tell you a few. One is in town Lake George, there's a Capri Pizza. They make good old-fashioned straight up New York style pizza. They do it well. If you're looking for something off the beaten path, there's a place in Glens Falls called Poopies. Yes, you heard that right. And they make the best bacon cheeseburger around. It is a great place. It's kind of a wild place to go into. You'll understand when I say it when you go in there, but that's definitely a good place that people don't know about. Poopies in Glens Falls.
Okay. Number seven, favorite stop on any Rolling Through America tour?
Well, it would probably be that restaurant that became the billionaire's place. But second to that, so many. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. We did a Rolling Through tour up in Quebec. We stayed The host hotel was the world's largest log structure. It's called the Montebello. You should look that up. It's an amazing log cabin hotel. Huge. And I set up a stop because there were no other stops in this region. I needed a place to stop. And I contacted a farmer. He's an organic farmer. We pulled into his farm. The guy was super bright. He was a very entertaining guy to talk to. So he was very entertaining to the group. And he and his family made courgette, which is a Quebec meat pie. So it's like a meat, like a ground meat and potato and seasoning thing that they bake in a pie shell and served it to everybody. So there we are standing, no chairs, beautiful field, eating this stuff. It was great. That was a pretty cool stuff. And everybody, and this is the most important thing, everybody loved it. Everybody said it was one of the highlights of the trip, which had a lot of highlights. I thought, okay, great. They got it. They really enjoyed it. So that was fun. But honestly, there are so many.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Number 8, one piece of gear you never travel without.
That's a good one too. I would say one piece of gear that actually, you know what? I do have one piece of gear that I always have with me. I got a Tourmaster rain jacket 20 years ago that sits in my side case, my hard case. And that thing has bailed me out so many times, whether it's rain or I'm cold.
Right.
And it's got one of the hoods that goes up underneath your helmet. So even if it's pouring down rain, rain doesn't go down the back of your neck. It just sheds it. It works extremely well. And even though Tourmaster currently isn't at American, which drives me crazy, I will give them that plug because it works really, really, really well.
Oh, there you go. Number 9, best time of day to ride in Lake George.
Best time of day. Well, I would say, well, you know, naturally there's so many beautiful places to see a sunset, but you do have to be careful of deer as soon as the sun. If you have good headlights and you're willing to ride a little bit slower after the sun sets, I would say 30 minutes prior to sunset. So you can find yourself a good spot to look at it.
And fortunately, most of your guided rides all start around 7:30 in the morning.
That's right. Yeah. That is not the best time.
That is not the best time.
Too damn early.
Number 10. Yeah. Bucket list ride you haven't done yet.
Boy, that list is long. So, I've always wanted to ride through Romania. The Romanian roads are amazing.
Oh, really?
They're twisty. They are paved and unpaved, and the tourism is not that heavy. So that's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
What else? Gosh, I think that's probably it. I mean, I dream all the time. I look at maps and I'm like, oh man, I want to go there.
So and the curse also to that is watching YouTube videos of people who are riding other places. Then you go, oh, I got to go there. Right.
That's right. Yeah. There's a road in very northern Norway too that I'm sure you've seen this picture where the highways themselves.
Yeah,
are going curved, from, they hop yeah. over the island from island.
Yeah, that's one. Yep. Okay. Yep. I've seen that too. So you're done. That's all your rapid fire questions. But a couple things about Americade that I would like to share is that, my brothers and I were sitting in a restaurant, the day we got to Lake George, and it was pouring out, absolutely pouring out, coming down in buckets. We were soaked, drenched to the bone, and, the waitress came over. And she looked at us. She goes, "Oh, it's raining. It must be Americade."
Okay, so hold on. So now you got me all worked up. So for years we went, honestly, statistically, when you look at the weather records, there was no reason why Americade should have gotten rain as often as it did for about a 10-year period, and it just drove me batty. And so a few years ago, I changed the dates. I rolled it 1 week earlier.
Yeah,
and we really did that so that we didn't bump up against Laconia as often as we were. And by God, we've had really good weather. This past year wasn't really good, but we've had a very good run of weather. And there should be no, that should not happen. Statistically, that should not happen, but it's worked out. So we've been lucky recently.
Yeah, one of the things I learned about being in upstate New York for 20 years is that there's five seasons. There's not four. There's five. Yeah. There's in between spring and summer, there's mud season. So yeah. that's where the rain usually happens.
Yeah.
So Americade for me is probably was my first rally I've ever attended, and probably, like I said, my favorite, my personal favorite rally.
Thank you very much. kind of easy.
All right. So how can people learn more about Americade, Dirt Days, and Rolling Through America?
So go to the website. So Americade.com, DirtDaysRally.com. That's DirtDaze. And then Rolling Through is RollingThru America.com. Okay.
Excellent. And so people should just get to that website and just sign up right now, right?
I think so, because things do sell out.
Yeah.
If you want your first choice, then that's the best way to do it.
All right. Hey, Christian, thank you very much for being on the show. Greatly appreciated. It's been way too long, and I do hope I get the chance to see you up at Americade.
Very much my pleasure. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about the event.
All right, man. Take care. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you when we're done. All right.
Thank you.
All right, and that wraps up another episode of the Motorcycle Men Podcast. Huge thanks to Christian Dutcher for joining us and giving us a look behind the curtain at Americade, Dirt Days, and Rolling Through Thunder. And if today's conversation got you itching for a rally, a ride, or a full-blown cross-country tour, check out the websites and start planning. Links are in the show notes and, of course, on the Motorcycle Men website. These events don't just bring riders together. They build memories, friendships, and miles of stories you'll be telling for years and years to come. Hey, don't forget to get on over to the Ride with Ted YouTube channel and check out many of the videos that I have there. And if you would, please also like and subscribe to the channel. That's wonderful help to the channel and, of course, to the podcast. All right, you can get a copy of my book, The Road Most Traveled, now direct from me on the Motorcycle Men website and save nearly $8. Of course, it is still available on Amazon and Audible for the audiobook, but you can get it from me if you'd like, and I will even sign it for you if you like. All right, boys and girls, thank you very much for listening to the show. This has been episode 466, and as always, thanks for hanging out with us. Ride safe, ride smart, and remember, we say stupid crap, so you don't have to. Ride safe, kids.